It doesn't have my music. Let's see if that'll work. Hey Laura, how are you, Mama? I said I was gonna go on earlier, but I didn't start it. I was cleaning my car, and yeah. So I figured I'd go on. I haven't picked the card of the day yet. I did that show yesterday that was like the general year read. So I said just get on for banter and stuff. I might go on officially. I'm just on my phone right now. Usually I do on my computer. I'm good. I didn't drink. I was going to go get something, but I said not to. I'm not a drinker. I smoked a lot. And I slept up until like 20 minutes before New Year's. And then my child woke me up. And then I went back to sleep. That's what happened in my house. Hi, Sin. Welcome to the Holy Shift Podcast. What are you doing today? Are you hungover? I just got a message. It's nobody important, though. I just started the podcast because I said I would start the podcast at 11:11, and I got to be consistent. So I got that one on. What am I looking for? I don't know what I'm looking for. Oh, I didn't know that was there. I'm going to do the pod. I think I'll do a daily card. I got a little bit of I got a lot of herb to smoke, but I was just going to wait to see if some people came in and see how the New Year's was going. What did you do for the New Year's, Sin? Everybody's messaging me now that I'm on the pod. Of course. That's how things happen, right? It's all good. Yeah, I did my podcast earlier, and then I slept for the most part. I slept up until like 11:20. 11:30, and the kid woke me up. It's like, Mom, get up, come on. And so I went next door, and we celebrated that. You guys can share the show if you want, and we'll do the daily card. I don't know what I want to do for the daily card. I appreciate you, Lara. I don't know what deck we'll do the daily card from, and I'm a little late, but I think we'll pull, even if it just one comes out, we'll do like a couple for the clarifying. I just came in the show with my other name, so let's see if we can get some people in here. Are you excited about this new year? I'm excited about the new year. I think there's going to be some good things that happen. I feel like as we release the attachment and the craziness from last year, don't forget it. Never forget. But we've got to You should be number one. You are number one in my book. Fuck what everybody else. However, I feel like this is just the beginning. Everything that happened last year, it was gaining the clarity and the focus, helping us see our true vision of what we want to create, right? And what we would like to achieve. And I feel like this year, hi Melty, this year will bring to fruition all that energy we have put out there for the things we would like to bring to our situation, into our reality, into our awareness. So a lot of these little things aren't sending. I wonder why. I'm just inviting from the other room or the other thing. So what is going on, Melty? Well, thank you, Paris. Thank you all for joining me. I am Poetic. This is the Holy Shift Podcast, and we are going to pull a daily card. We possibly will pull a couple of them, and we'll pull some information for the week, possibly as well. So, oh, half of these people, I don't even know if they have a a pod bean thing. What time is it where Herbal is? Do you guys know? I just invited Herbal. I don't know if she's awake or if those guys are awake or what. But anyways, I appreciate you all for coming. And if anybody has a specific deck that they like, that they would like me to pull from for the first day of this year, I will do that. And if you have just a number you want to throw out there, that's fine too. Whatever you would like. I'm almost done inviting people. Number three for Lara. Lara likes number three. I love number three too. That's my favorite number. I'm smoking too. Sorry, guys. Vivian wants seven. We'll pull from number seven as well. How's that? They said we were going to get a couple clarifying. Wow, that went way crazy. We'd get a couple clarifying cards. So we'll definitely do that. I haven't seen Onyx in a while, you guys. Have you seen Onyx? Hi, Brina. Hello, beautiful. Happy New Year. I am just inviting a couple more people, and then I'll grab the deck number seven and deck number three. We're going to pull from number three to be the main deck that we will pull from, you guys. And Texan Coke? Okay, anyways. I just seen something and it was quite interesting. But anyways, yeah, so we got number three and number seven. Happy New Year to everybody. Thank you for coming to the Holy Shift Podcast again. I am your host, Poetic, and we are just bantering a little bit before we get into the daily card read. Yesterday we did a kind of a general collective read for the year. And it was talking about how we came through the storm, but we came across a lot of soul connections and growth. And we realized that our plans don't always go according to how we would like them to go. Yet with this, the right vision and focus and support and awareness, mindfulness, that we will be guided to the better options for us, better than we could have imagined. So yesterday's read was awesome. I did publish that show. The first 19 minutes are a little bit of banter and conversation. If you want to skip right into the reading, definitely check that out. But yeah. So we've got deck number three, which is the life purpose deck. You know, I took the decks out, so we're going to move them around real quick. I'm just putting them at the end is how I did it, you guys. So we'll do that real quick.
just comes up.
So we got 2, 4, 6. Okay. So 3 is the life purpose. 7 is the psychic tarot. So those are the ones that we will go back to. Oh, goodness. All right. Let me get myself together real quick. And life purpose deck. I love this deck. This was gifted to me by the amazing Cha Cha. We love her. She is an amazing woman. And she was one of the first to get a paid reading as well. And she was like, I have this deck and you're so on point. You definitely need to get this deck as well. So she gifted it to me and a little bit of extra fun stuff. So I got 2 decks. No, I got this deck and then I got something else for the business. It wasn't a deck, but it's a wonderful deck. I was getting a call. My apologies. I will be quick with this. So give me a moment. I think my neighbor wants to smoke. I don't think they know that I was smoking. So, of course, I'm going to be quick, but we get a bunch of cards that jumped out, right? So I have... So you have a lot of options. So artist options, support, and speaker. So we all are artists and creative in our own right. Engaging in artistic creative activities benefit our career and every other focus of our life. So maybe with what you have been doing, get a little bit more creative and artistic in your career, consider the possibilities and the options that are there. Think a little bit more outside of the box is what I'm getting for right now. You may have finally found what you are secure in doing. However, you have to put a little bit of your own unique spin on it, right? So be a little bit more creative and artistic in that career option that is calling to you, because you will have plenty of support. You have tons of support. So it was artist option support. Your life purpose fully supports you no matter what you choose it to be, right? Be creative, and you have to be able to speak not just with yourself, but with others clearly about your intentions and about your vision with your life purpose, with your career. And your career and your life purpose can go along separately for a while, but sooner or later you end up stepping into your life purpose as a career. Now, maybe this is a call for you to figure out how you can align the two if they are kind of different, or if they seem extremely different. It's time to kind of marry the 2, 3, maybe however many ideas of correlation. I am doing my energy healing as well as card reading, and I'm thinking about offering some little products and jewelry and things like that. I'm not sure. I'm really not sure, but I have to be creative and diversify what I offer in order to have consistent financial gain, or even just to pay the bills, right? So get creative in your options. You have support. Speak on certain things. Don't hesitate to speak on things. You may have a conversation with somebody that can open your eyes and your awareness to a whole different option for you that you may not have seen because you were focused in a different light. You will have conversations and you will have little interactions with people and places and things and see signs and certain music will get to you whenever you are out and about. So just remember to be aware. Again, yesterday it was mindfulness and awareness. We don't always know. So the cards like to fall out. So we've had emotional loss and withdrawal. Because maybe we haven't had the support previously for this life purpose, for our calling. But now we are gaining that balance. We got emotional loss, emotional withdrawal. So those two like are both green and they married to each other. And that's why you have not fully stepped into the crazy options that you have had in your head, but you have not been fully confident in stepping into, because you didn't think you had the support, but now you do have that support. There was four cards, so 4, 4, 8. I don't know, 8 is a good number, 1, 2. I don't know. So recognition and reward and balance. So with all the crap, all the loss and the emotional withdrawal, we remember now that we do have that support in others. Maybe not the people that we thought we'd have support with, but from the other people in our lives, or that other people that are coming into our lives. You will get recognized and you will get rewarded for all the effort and energy put forth into creating yourself and stepping into your purpose. You will be seen for that, and you will get the balance in your life that you choose. Today is 1-1. This card is 11, and that was the last card, which is balance, and it's an angel, and he's got the wands and the pentacles and the cups and the swords all, and it's just all in a beautiful balance. He's holding them in front of him with his energy orb, and it's just all balanced out. Realize you now have that support. Don't hold back. Remember that the past will not continue to repeat itself if you do not allow it to. That energy you put out there will continuously bring those things to you. So if you feel like you never have the support, or if you can't step into your life purpose, there will be more reasons and more evidence that you will see that prove that to you. It's not easy, but each moment, each day, we have to slowly shift our focus, and we got to slowly shift our thoughts and our actions into stepping into our higher purpose. I'm guilty of ignoring the signs and the symbols. I'm guilty of ignoring the support or declining the support when I do get it. However, you are worthy of it. You do need to create that balance for yourself between the imagination and reality. So be creative in your life purpose. Think how you can step outside of the box and become even more you. How you can become more stable financially, mentally, physically, spiritually, by completely living your life purpose with your career, with your thoughts, with your feelings, all of that, you guys. Balance is the key. You have support. Don't let the shit you've gone through hold you back from what you're truly meant to step into. Okay? I am going to go do some things. Who is in here? I don't know who's in here. Let's see who's in here. And we're going to call you out and thank you for coming in. Just Rob, Milt Dog, Brina, Vivian, thank you. Smith and Wesson, I appreciate all of you for coming in and joining me. Hi, Rob, Brina. Thank you for sitting here for the card. We've got 8 cards. Like, seriously, we had 3, 4 jump out and then another 4. So that's 8. Whatever 8 means to you. 8 is infinite. The infinity symbol as well. 11. That's 14. Yes, so, yeah, we just got a bunch of different cards. I'll post these if you guys want for the daily card. I usually post a daily card, but these are a lot. I'm gonna post balance and support. Those are the two that really call out to me. And I'll include all these in the description. However, yeah. If you guys would like some quick daily one card readings, I will be back in about 40 minutes or so. And we'll do a couple daily card readings. I got to take care of some things, and I will post these cards here in a couple moments. So Vivian, if you would like to come back and get a card read, I will definitely pull a sample card for you from deck 14, which is the Gateway Oracle, which I love that deck. So come back with me in about 40 minutes, 45 minutes, and I will be back. Yeah, Brina? I love you, Mama. I'm glad that it hits for you, and I can't wait to do another reading because you've got some good things coming for you, and you know this. You just gotta, like, step into your shit, girl. Own your power. We all limit ourselves, but you... Not just you, me. We gotta get out of that shit in our heads. That's what's holding us back so much. I love you all, and I will see you soon, and give me about 40 minutes, and I will see you soon. Happy New Year, guys.